Hey, I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek.
And welcome to Under Your Roof.
And In Your Backyard.
Finally.
With Dean and Derek.
Finally. How many episodes to get that?
Is that 15?
Yeah, you know what though? I don't know if I like it.
You screwed up.
No, I like when we screw up better.
No, you just...
It sounded too,
you were
too
fake.
Radio.
You were fake.
Because that's why we should screw up more often.
You know, since you started dyeing your hair, everything's changed.
When did I dye my
Look
hair?
Look at it. Look at that.
What? It's, I don't. My brother-in-law says the same thing.
Jet black.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you're that
guy. I don't want to look like a vampire.
Listen, we're talking about driveways today. And there's a lot to talk about with driveways. A lot to talk
Once
about.
Again, you know what stinks about our podcast?
What?
All the subjects are...
sound like they're just not exciting, but they are
How many people turned off right now saying, what the frick am I listening about drive? Like, I care. Like, you know what? My wife left me.
Yeah, but you know what?
My kids hate me, and I need a break. Instead of listening to country music, I'm going to listen to a stupid show about driveways.
Is this you talking about your life? Is that what you...
I'm just trying to picture some guy or girl in a car.
Well, first off, I mean, if you're putting a driveway in, you want to listen to this because you know the type of money you're going to be spending on a driveway, right? And that's one of the mistakes people do is they waste money on driveways. The other thing, too, is by this point in our podcast, I think you folks know who we are, right? We're two dysfunctional cousins.
Yes.
That we'll talk about a subject, but we kind of talk about the subject. And then we talk more about you.
No, it's not always.
It always is. It always
no,
is. By the way, if you want to reach us, contact us at deanandderek.com or Dean and Derek at Facebook. And on the internet, just look up Dean and Derek and you'll find us. By the way, our YouTube page, it has a lot of information. We've got probably, I don't know how many videos.
And read some of the comments. There's some really nasty comments out there, too. They're really great. You know one comment? Talking about driveways. Remember we filmed just for fun.
Uh-oh.
We were doing the TV show, but we filmed for fun on a job. We did a cobblestone apron.
Yeah.
You should read some
That's
of those.
That's a good video.
That thing will never last. That thing stinks.
Really?
You guys don't know what you're doing.
I just drove by it the other day. It's fantastic.
Right. And it's always guys that don't, you know, they have a like a fake account with their name, but no picture, no address.
I don't know.
You click them on and they like watch one video and they tell you you stink and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been like 10 years and that cobblestone apron
has not moved
right
at all,
but they'll tell you that will last the summer. It's just like, you know what,
where does all the hate come from?
Everybody's so nasty. Everybody. And I don't care what side, everybody's just miserable.
I'm so glad I am not
miserable like everybody else out there. If someone cuts me off, I don't lose my mind. Everyone else is miserable except me.
Do you realize?
If you want to leave something nasty on my YouTube page, go ahead. But you got no guts to show your face. But I'm fine with that.
Excuse my cousin because Rush Limbaugh just invaded his body.
No.
Your face is red. You
exactly.
have veins popping out of your neck.
Because I hate that. If you could say something, say, hey, I'm Joe Mason.
Yes, right.
I think your work sucks. I could say, okay, I respect that, Joe. Show me what you've done.
And there's nothing.
Because we put ourselves out there. We never said we were by far the best and the most knowledgeable. You put yourself out there, Joe, and show me that crooked wall or
chimney. Okay, well, listen, doesn't it always come down to when the moment you put yourself out there, someone has a comment? They just do.
Exactly.
The moment you speak in front of anybody, someone's got a comment.
Right.
That's why I say to people all the time, I don't want to hear your feedback. I don't care.
Right.
I know what I'm doing. I know how to do what I'm doing. And if you can get something out of it, that's awesome.
And any true Mason, designer, carpenter, a plumber,
yes,
they never say, I've reached my pinnacle. I know everything.
No.
There's nothing else I need to know.
Saying.
Right?
Right. But let's dive into driveways.
I like this subject better.
Oh, good.
But go
I'm
ahead.
Glad
no,
you
go
do
ahead.
Because, you know, it's this.
We're going to start talking about politics right now.
No, we're not talking politics. I'm sure that there's driveways at the White House. Democrats have driveways.
Republicans
have driveways.
Whatever.
You know, the T group has driveways. There's driveways all over the place with an American flag right next to it. Right?
Right.
I mean, come on, face it. Here's the thing about driveways. Look at your options. Of course, there's asphalt. And people go, oh, I hate asphalt. I can't stand it. Well, it's pretty practical and it can be very affordable.
It's been around forever, lasts a long time.
Right. And up here in the
on our property where Plymouth Quarries, the other company the family owns, JF Price, we have an asphalt plant.
We do have an asphalt plant. And they recycle a lot of asphalt, by the way.
Right.
Which a lot of people don't understand that. So when old asphalt gets ripped up, it gets crushed down, recycled, used again, mm-hmm. melted and all that. So there's a big business in recycling asphalt. But here are your options. We're talking more in the residential world. So you've got asphalt as an option. You've got concrete as an option.
Give all the options and then we'll go. Okay.
We'll rip apart and then we'll give the thumbs up. You've got decorative concrete, like stamped concrete, mm-hmm. and also within the concrete category is all the different colors and textures.
And we talked about permeable on both of those.
You can do permeability, meaning that water goes back into the environment.
That was a whole other show,
And that gets filtrated down into the environment and helps out the water in the area. You have concrete pavers with permeability or polymeric sand.
Mm-hmm.
You have brick with permeability or polymeric sand. Mm-hmm. You have some natural stones, right?
Not a lot, high end. Once you start talking that way, that's money.
And you know, there's that typical old world look with the grass and the cobblestone creating like tracks
mm-hmm.
where the car has, like it's where you would see like a horse and buggy kind of pulling in type of thing.
Right.
So those are the options. You know, if crushed stone,
decorative stone,
we'll get all
into
those
that
things.
Too.
Right.
The pluses and minuses
so go ahead.
About that.
You grab one of those, Dean, and let's run.
Okay. So when you're doing driveways, you're right. They're expensive.
They are.
Right. And the worst thing that you could possibly have is a muddy driveway thing that was once grass, but
and it's
because
a lot
you
of
kept
maintenance.
Parking the cars and
yes.
trucks on it, it right. turned into a driveway and you drag mud in the house, mud all over your car, your tires. That's not really a driveway. So we're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about you're doing a driveway. You have an existing driveway you're not happy about. So I would like to start off. Let's say you have an asphalt driveway.
Yep.
And you hate it.
Is it cracking? It's falling apart?
It's just you hate it.
You're done with it.
Some people just hate the blacktop.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Right.
So instead of ripping that up, if it's in good, you know, you can always do seal coat. You've seen those hardworking guys that are covered in tar, seal coating driveways to rehab them, to give them new life.
Like T&K around here. Great company.
That's an option.
Yes.
But there are other things you can do to that existing driveway to kick it up a notch.
Okay, go ahead.
One thing is what I was talking about earlier on our YouTube video.
Yep.
You can give it a cobblestone apron.
Yes.
A cobblestone apron is cobblestone or pavers. You can do it with pavers,
See,
too.
I think that's one of the things that I wanted to share right away. Our favorite design is the apron off the street and asphalt from that apron to the rest of the house or the garage.
Yes.
Because that design is affordable. It really is. It looks incredible. And like you said, there's options there. You have cobblestone, the jumbo's laid flat, or the regulation cobble's more rectangular. Or you can do like I did brick with cobblestone edging.
Looks great,
And then the concrete pavers is an option too. Right. We like cobblestone as an edging with something in the middle.
Yeah, right? I mean, we live in southern Mass where there is a lot of old towns.
Yes, right.
So doing the cobblestone apron with like a used granite post at the end with the horse hitch.
Killer.
It ties into your town.
Yep.
It, you know, and it creates the feeling that driveway, that cobblestone driveway,
has always,
was around when horse carts pulled up.
And you know when you do that with that post, your wife goes, I love you. I want to go to dinner with you.
Really?
It's romantic.
It's never happened to me. You know what story? I'm going off the track because that's what I always do. Remember that job in Cohasset we did?
Yes.
And the one thing the homeowner was adamant about, he said, this old granite post, I want to save this. I want to save this old granite post.
Don't tell this story.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Derek. We've been working in 90 degree days. So remember that? We're working like it was crazy hot. And we did this wall and walkway. And we were going to take this post that was probably 200 years old.
Well, I have to describe this. So this post was precious. It was cherished. We dug it out by hand. We laid it down in like a mulch bed.
It
was hand chiseled.
Must have taken like 7 years
to do that.
Wait a minute, don't jump.
I'm not going to go there yet. But you have to understand, folks, that when you pull out an old post, there's usually old concrete that's kind of jagged.
Or something
attached to it. And so this post looked like that. Like the color right. of the granite
so
changed.
So we did the beautiful walkway.
It looked
we
like it was
did
concrete.
These beautiful walls, round field stone walls, with right. the, if you know the business, they're some of the most difficult walls to build.
Right.
We did, and everything was done. The final piece was to put this old recycled post right at the end of the walkway.
With it its had a granite horse hitch. Jagged bottom
right,
into
everything.
The ground. Yes.
So I dug it out with the post diggers. And it was Derek and a couple of guys that worked for us. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Derek takes a sledgehammer.
A 30-pound sledgehammer.
A 30-pound sledgehammer. And before I could say don't, he hits it. Thinking he's going to get the concrete off, and what he does is he completely broke the entire base of this post, which you can't replace.
You can't.
It was so unique. There was no way we could go down to the old used granite pile and find a replacement.
I think the bottom of that granite said the Mayflower.
Exactly.
I think it did.
And after, it was like he hit it.
It was
like crickets.
Everyone's
standing there looking.
It was like crickets.
And he looks up. And
I
he
said,
just
what?
Realizes, no, you realized.
I did, but
you
I was
did.
Like, what? And
what?
Then you guys look at me and I go,
I said some words.
I thought it was concrete.
Oh my God.
It was whitish and it was great. Anyway, we set the post.
In 2 inches.
Shh.
We never got a phone call.
Never.
But that I felt guilty.
We gave
about
it a great footing.
Yeah, but it was sitting at 2 inches.
Okay, enough. Let's move on.
The customer, I did drive by.
Yes.
It's still standing.
It's still standing. I
by
know it is.
By the grace of God,
no,
it's still standing.
I did some rebar. I took care of it. It's
oh, my gosh. I still think about that. It's like, what? If that customer wouldn't, and we needed our final check on that job.
Yes.
I guarantee if that customer saw that, we would not get our final check
on
that
job. I don't
think
we'd be speaking today.
No.
No.
We would.
But when you're doing an apron, folks, at the beginning of your driveway, especially if you have a historical home and you're going to go with that old world look, that type of a post.
And
right
post,
off
right.
of, not too close to the driveway because the snow plows up here will take it out. You
right.
see that. But somewhere within where that cobblestone ends and the asphalt begins.
Awesome.
Almost as if you had a chain going across there. You
awesome.
Could put one on either side.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's an incredible.
All right, so let's be honest about aprons too. So if you have, like I opened up with, if you have the existing driveway.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
Putting an apron in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have to cut out the asphalt. Now, normally, depending on the driveway, Derek and I would say normally in our designs for the average driveway, the apron would probably be about 6 to 8 feet max wide.
From the street
into the driveway.
Into the property,
and then
yes.
the width would be whatever the driveway is, and if you want to give it a nice little flare
always
when
do
it
a
hits
flare.
It, right,
always
when
do
it hits
a flare.
The street. So think about 6 to 8, depending on the size of your driveway.
Absolutely.
In the width.
Right.
So you have to cut that out.
You do.
Get all the asphalt out.
Yep.
And then make sure the base is prepped enough because you have to remember
and
whatever
I'll tell
you
this,
put down.
I'll tell you this, 50% of the time, folks, that base of that driveway
is pretty solid.
Is pretty good.
Right.
It
so,
really is.
So you have to remember whatever you're putting down, cars and trucks are going to go over that.
Yeah.
So that's why the base, once again, with pavers or cobblestone, it's not the strength of the stone or the paver. It's the base underneath it, right?
Right, totally.
So you make sure your base is prepped.
Well, the strength of the stone or the paver is important for that area as well.
Of course. You're not going to put, you're
but
not
you know,
put
but
one
gonna,
inch blue okay, stone
let's,
on there.
Okay, let's go into concrete pavers because people love that picture in the magazine. You know that picture.
Yes.
That driveway that comes in and it goes into a circle and the car is sitting there and it's a concrete paver driveway
right.
and the landscaping is beautiful and it's a $2 to $3 million home and people fall in love with that.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Right. So concrete pavers for a driveway, is every single concrete paver good for a driveway?
No.
Right. Go. Tell me why.
Okay. You totally jumped the shark. I was going into like the apron thing. But
yeah,
we'll
but
go
you're going
to
go into the installation of apron, and we have so many things
no,
to talk
I know,
about.
I know.
We
and,
do.
But
that's a whole show but, in itself.
Okay, so
right.
we're going to do another show on that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
But with the video.
So
that
you
we'll
guys go, standing there with a mallet in your hand and you just cut your driveway, stay tuned. 6 or 8 weeks from now, maybe 10 months from now, we'll help you do
you know
that,
that,
but
is?
You just wait.
You remember Joe?
Yeah.
Remember Joe the
Joe
other day?
The guy that, yeah.
Joe, he turned
yeah.
off when we were talking
yeah.
about permeability.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's standing there with the rubber mallet going,
okay.
I'm done with these guys. I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to take your lead, so I'm going to go on the paving.
Please.
Paving is all specced out, and we touched on this, PSI, pounds per square square inch.
And concrete pavers.
And concrete
yes,
pavers. Correct. So the larger the paver, and most average pavers are about 2 1/4 inches. So the longer the paver.
So 2 3/8.
Okay. Right. So the longer the paver, the weaker it is at that width.
Yes.
Right?
At that thickness. Yeah. Right.
So if you choose a paver that's not right, over the years with cars going back and forth and all that, right, you're going to have cracked pavers in your apron.
Yeah. So the bigger the paver, the more square footage face on that paver, the more vulnerable that is.
Yes.
Like I keep thinking of the Unilock Beacon Hill.
Most popular seller in their
beautiful
line.
Beautiful, comes smooth.
Made for patios.
Patios and walkways.
But you can get it thicker if you wanted
you
to.
You can.
Those sizes.
And you have to get it thicker for that,
right,
if you're doing it for a driveway.
So you know what we're going back to? You fall in love with products. It's up to you to educate yourself.
You do, right.
You know, hopefully we can give you some tips and right, help. But if you're really going to invest in a paver driveway.
And it's an investment.
It's a big investment.
It's a big investment.
I have it. You have a nice apron and
yep,
stuff.
Right.
The only reason I have it is because we did a PBS show on it.
You know what's so funny about you, Dean?
I sucked
you got
the show
a driveway.
Dry. Yep.
You got soapstone countertops.
Yep.
What else? You got a facelift.
Breast implants. Yep.
Inserts.
Yep.
Yep. That's
yep,
what you did.
I got my travertine at a discount.
You got your
even
travertine.
You, right.
You're just
I was
like,
wheeling and dealing.
You were like a little
you
guy.
You didn't take advantage of it.
I
got outdoor lighting.
I did get outdoor lighting.
And
yeah,
what else we did?
I got some platforms.
Yeah, you got platforms. You got platforms.
I got platforms.
That's good.
Yeah. But the
and as we
paver,
know, listen, you need platforms.
My job here is to keep focusing you.
Okay,
thank
go
you,
ahead.
So the concrete pavers, right, the thing about the concrete pavers is a lot of folks fall in love with the picture. And I'm sure some of you folks know what we're talking about because you see those beautiful commercials and all of that. It's not the right product for every driveway. And you know what? To me, for what you're going to spend per square foot for that driveway, for the look that you're going for, I don't think, to be honest with you, on these large driveways, that the value of a concrete paver is the best choice. I think an apron is with something that's a little more practical.
Can I disagree with you?
Yes, of course. That's
if
why
you
you're
have
here,
a multi-million dollar home,
mm-hmm,
you're going to get your money back for it.
Okay. Probably in a multi-million
but
dollar
if
home.
If you live but, anywhere where we live
right,
and you plow.
Yeah.
There's some issues there,
there's
right?
Issues.
Your
salt
plow,
issues.
Right.
You need a salt warranty.
You need
a
plastic
okay, and,
plow.
And how many times have you seen in front of these $1 to $2 million homes, someone not keeping up on the polymeric sand that goes between those joints and that whole driveway is full of weeds?
Yes.
Right? So that's why you and I like the epoxy product. Even right, though you may not be looking for permeability, that epoxy product that you can sweep into right, those joints, I would do that.
So I can agree with you, though, that some people overdo it
yeah,
with the paver driveways and aprons for asphalt. It makes it look higher end.
Totally.
Right? So there are right, a lot of things you can do with
and
that.
And there's some concrete pavers that actually make it look cheaper.
Yes.
Right?
If you cheap out on the pavers.
Right.
So if you're doing like a small driveway, say maybe 25 feet by 12 feet or something like that, and you want to do it all pavers, you're looking at 15, 20 grand off the top of my head, right? We've
yeah,
done smaller driveways.
Yep.
That
well,
one
you,
in my town down the street from me. That
well, you got to remember, you're going to spend a lot of money first ripping out what's there.
Prepping base
it.
Prep.
Because here's the other thing, folks, base prep for a driveway. Not your standard base prep.
No.
You're looking at a minimum of 12 inches of compacted material. You know,
depending on what's underneath there.
You may be going thicker than that.
Plus, you probably need some geogrid yep, on the you know the base.
And
which,
we talked about that in the permeability.
Right.
But
so,
the geogrid, it goes on top of the sub-base before you start bringing in your base
yeah,
material.
Yeah, so you can get a big bang.
And the
but,
geogrid comes in a big roll,
right,
too, by the way. You cut it, and it's not cheap stuff, though.
So understanding the design of your home. And being realistic what your home is.
Totally.
Because some people
over-design.
Right.
They over-design.
They over-design their home.
And they have... A woman came in last week, right? And I've known her for years. I know her house. Colonial. This colonial house has a City Hall paver brick front walkway.
Right.
Right? And she goes, Derek, you know my driveway. I want to do it. I want to redo it. I said, oh, okay. What do you think? And she goes, I'm thinking concrete pavers. I said, nope. I said, I don't see concrete pavers there. I said, unless you're going to go with something that's a little rustic, a little old world feel to it, because, you know, you have that beautiful red brick. What I would do is whatever you're going to do, let's do a little apron or a border or
walkway,
something with the City Hall pavers. So that way it's repeated. You see it in the walkway. You can see the walkway. It's right near the driveway.
Right.
That way you see some of the City Hall pavers over there. So she decided on a concrete paver that she thought would go with those bricks. She did a brick border, a little apron, and then she did another apron of concrete pavers up by her driveway. Ordered a special concrete paver. Didn't like it.
What?
Because the color was too bold. I told her, go a little more neutral. Don't go crazy in
the
colors.
So she returned it?
It returned it. Yeah.
Did you make her pay?
Well, yeah. Good. But we don't need to get into that. She was cool because it was just a simple area. It was one palette. But the colors were way too bold, and I was trying to tell her this, you know? Like, so she ended up just going with a cobblestone apron with the brick around it. It looked really beautiful, and it ties in to her front walkway.
So you missed one element that I would have done.
What, a piece of metal?
No. I would have tied the cobblestone. I would have done the classic split cobblestone, just like two or three rows into the walkway.
Oh, you can do that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can bring some cobblestone into the walkway, brick into the driveway, whatever you want to do. But in that application, I think the concrete paver being forced into that area wasn't right from the beginning.
So let me ask you a question. Why do you think she made that choice?
She had this idea of, she had this photo.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
She had this photo.
That's exactly.
And it wasn't her house.
Right.
It wasn't her house.
So this thing with photos and brochures, you have to understand, they put tons of money in this. And I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong. You have to show your product.
Right.
So if you're showing your concrete paver or your stone, you light it, you wet it down, you know what I mean? You want it to make it look like it's the absolute best that possibly
can look. By the way, if you see any
at.
Photos in any place, Pinterest, brochures that look wet, ignore them. That's not the true color of the product, whether it's natural stone, brick, or concrete pavers.
Right.
We know that. It's like a lot of people may not know that.
We made our TV career soaking wet every single episode.
Just our shirts.
They used to just spray us down. They used to have a fire guy, fire hose, spray us down before every day.
I think that's when we started to lose viewership. That's when we started to lose viewership.
But you're right, because photos and brochures, you have to see the product in person.
It can be misleading. And there's a lot of times with brochures, I mean, they try to do their best with the brochures, but there's a lot of times where the color within that picture is not even close to the reality of the color of the product. When it comes to a concrete paver for your driveway or anywhere else, get the physical product in hand and ask the people to get you a sample if they don't have it.
So let's jump to stamped concrete.
Okay.
Stamped concrete or concrete poured driveways.
Stamped concrete is huge.
Especially
huge.
Down south.
It is. Florida, California. We saw a lot in Nevada, Texas.
Yep.
The Carolinas, mm-hmm. We saw all that. And there's some stamped concrete that's really beautiful.
Because it's the weather.
It is the weather.
So there's a driveway right down the street from the quarries that you drive by.
Oh, I see it all the time.
They must have thrown salt on it.
Well,
something.
Wait a second.
You know what it is? It's the salt from the plows, from the street.
Like, here in the Northeast, anybody out there that lives in the Northeast, you know, the winters are a problem. Salt is a problem. Even if you don't use any type of ice melts or salts on your property, it's coming off of the street.
Yep.
Especially where your driveway hits that street.
Exactly.
So we're not huge fans in this area of doing anything without that, like a stamped concrete or anything that close to the street, because they use the heaviest rock salt stuff they can find.
Right.
That driveway has been, what, 10, 15 years just deteriorating.
It's just crumbled.
It's terrible.
And the one thing about stamped
concrete.
And
the rest of the house looks beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. The one thing about stamped concrete, the installers would tell you, they can never match aged color. If something breaks up or they have to cut it out.
It's tough.
You can't match.
It's tough.
That's like restoration masonry. You know what I mean? You can't.
I mean, but there's a place for it.
So if you live in a climate where you don't get tons of snow, they don't salt
frost
everything.
Frost heaves, any of those
it
things.
It can make a beautiful driveway.
Yeah.
It really can.
Right.
For us up at the Northeast, it's not a good choice. And I think it's almost a waste of money.
I agree. I would not take that chance on that product with that type of budget, even for, say, a 20 by 25 foot driveway.
Right. So you do see poured concrete driveways around here.
They do better.
They do. But once again, what I don't like, they show every flaw.
Yeah.
I would pick an asphalt driveway over a concrete driveway
any day
because the blacktop hides a lot of flaws.
It does.
Concrete stains, you get oil drippings or something from
an old
car.
It's true. No, it's a good point.
Your kid's car.
With the asphalt, you can do the sealer. every yes. other year and make it look nice and black, you know, whatever you want to do. I mean, that would, I think a asphalt driveway with cobblestone borders and even a little different is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And you stay on top of it. But with the concrete, when you try to give that concrete an overlay, not going to last.
No, it's and not gonna make who's it. Doing, you better make sure either it's the stamped or the poured concrete, you better make sure whoever's doing it know what they're doing yeah. because you have to have expansion joints right. and all. There's a okay. lot of technical
Here's
stuff.
Here's another option, folks. Here's another option. Exposed aggregate. Now you see exposed aggregate mm-hmm. in pool decks, right?
Commercial applications for sidewalks.
It's not cheap, but the beautiful thing about it is you have a lot of options because they put together beautiful blends of stone.
Yes.
And they go, here's A, B, C, D. You can pick the blues, the oranges, whatever you want. And then you're like, wow, that looks really good. There's a whole process to it. Just because someone knows how to do concrete doesn't mean they know how to do exposed aggregate.
You know what I tell people all the time when they're looking at certain products like that or stamped concrete and they start talking to contractors?
What's that?
I tell them, ask your contractor to give you the address of the job he did 5 or 10 years
Absolutely.
ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Because when yep. they do that, and if he starts hemming and hawing, you know that's a red flag.
Well, my customers don't like people
exactly.
going by. Oh,
exactly.
Really?
Yeah. So number two is if he does give you some addresses, you can see what that's going to look like 5 or 10 years
Absolutely.
From now on your property.
Right.
Once again, we harp on this. Do your research. Take responsibility. If you're going to invest in a job like that, don't sit back and think somebody's going to give you all the answers and do the legwork for you.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and let's look at the next option here. Chip seal.
Another pretty good product.
How would you describe chip seal, Dean?
It's like taking tar and embedding stone into it, right?
Right.
But it's a whole technique. I'm not up on the whole process. We had that job we did in Squanum.
Brucey did that.
Yeah,
he did a
beautiful job.
And the other
beautiful
thing with
job.
The chip seal,
you roll it in while it's hot,
yes,
right, to give
right,
it a more higher end look.
Right, and there's a group of you out there. I was there when I first bought my house. I had loose stone. Chip seal's not really truly a loose stone.
Right.
It coagulates with the seal of the asphalt and all that, but it has that crunchy with the tires.
Right. Yeah,
you know that
yeah.
people love that.
It's
stuff.
A cool look,
but it looks loose. It looks loose, and the color options, right? Again,
endless.
Like the
well, not endless, but there's a lot of colors
to
choose.
You can choose from because you know you pour concrete; it's concrete. Same thing with the concrete pavers. A lot of options there too. But the chip seal, not cheap.
No.
Not that any of this is cheap, but
the lowest cost is going to be the next thing we'll talk about. But yeah, you're right. All these things we've talked about, it's an investment.
It is an investment.
And if you think you're going to do it yourself and you've never done anything like that, you're crazy. Listen, I know we were on the DIY network and all that, but we tried to be honest, especially with the first show, Rock Solid.
The second show. We were very dishonest with the second show.
Yeah, we totally told
you. We said,
you,
we're
you
not
could
being
do,
honest anymore.
You could
That's
totally
it.
Do a $100,000
job. You can do whatever
job.
You want
if you
to want do.
If you want to pull, get a shovel and dig it yourself.
Get a shovel, dig it yourself.
Right.
That's indoors out.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
The most dishonest show that was out there.
Right.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, it was true. I admit it. But it is. You're not going to do a driveway if you've never done anything before.
No.
Even pavers. You're not.
You're not.
You're just not.
You shouldn't.
No, and make sure you're talking about all this stuff. Make sure you budget it out and you get estimates and all the other stuff we talk about and we'll continue to talk about. But if it's done right.
It's incredible.
It is.
And the thing about this type of a project, like any paving project, as you know, most of the work is where?
In the base. But most of the work to me is the research.
True, but the physical work. Like when you get to that chip seal or you get to that concrete or you get to that, any of the options for the top part, that's the easiest part.
Yes.
The base, prepping that base, compacting that base, knowing where you're telling the water to go. How many times do people with driveways where the street is higher than the garage
and they just
don't
let the water shoot
right down
to
the garage. You're like, where's your basin, bud? Where's your grate?
Right.
Oh, I didn't think I needed it. I crowned it where? Into the basement.
Oh, there's your wife swimming by. Hi, nice to meet you. I know it rained 4 days ago, but you're still swimming. Good
oh
for
my
you.
Oh gosh. You
right.
Know. Well, won't that just go right through the concrete pavers? It is permeable.
No.
Well, it is a hill, bud. You know?
No.
Crazy.
And those are all the little things you got to think about.
You do need to think about
it. I have my septic tank in my driveway.
I know you do.
So when I would... No.
That septic tank has some issues.
A couple of leaks here and there,
yeah,
but that's
okay.
Okay. But when I was prepping that, after I ripped out the asphalt, I overkilled that.
You did.
Because we used to park, I used to park our dump truck. Sometimes I'd have 2 tons of material on it, and I always worried that.
You worry about a lot.
I do.
You have a little bit of OCD and anxiety about
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. I check the door 5 times before I leave if I locked it.
I don't need to know that.
That's true. I have that thing.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a lot to live with.
Paranoid about nose hairs?
You know what?
I've almost gotten accidents driving, going to appointment, and you lift up the nostrils and you're like,
oh, all right, crap.
And then, oh, crap, she stopped.
Or the hair that grows in the top of your ears. What about that one? The hair that just sticks out that
when
gray.
You reach a certain area, you're growing
good. Ugh. No, that's not good. Well, the guys that don't, like, clip their eyebrows. What's with that?
Have you seen that? Some customers we have.
Yes.
Guys we work with, nice guys.
Yeah.
They have, like, blueberry bushes growing on the top of their nose. And I'm like, don't you look in the mirror and you got like 8 feet of hair growing on the top where, first of all,
okay,
I don't
stop.
Have that.
We have to stop.
But aren't you like, every time I see them, my hand goes up and it's like, I'm trying to stop myself. I just want to pull it. I'm just like, I can't stop looking at it. I can't.
Oh my God.
All right. So let's talk about the last thing is.
Go to the last one. Yeah.
The lower cost thing.
Yes.
And it's a great country look.
Yes.
Is decorative stone.
Yeah. And there's some beautiful decorative stone. If you want to see some gorgeous.
It's not an efficient driveway, but there are.
Right. It isn't the most practical,
no.
Of course, because in the winter, well, again, here we are up here, you know, the Northeast. You're going to be shoveling. You're not going to be snow blowing on that. You're not going to be plowing that. You're going to be hand shoveling that driveway.
Yes. Some people snow blow and, you know, they hit the kids in the neighborhood.
Right.
A couple of windows broken, shrapnel all over the place.
They're getting a new snow blower every year because the blades just get beaten up.
So,
but it does look gorgeous, because if you want to see some gorgeous options at the PlymouthQuarries.com website, we have the whole new decorative stone section up.
It's very cool.
I just worked on it. And it's gorgeous, like the slate gray we have and the desert brown.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
So I see a lot of mistakes made even with these. First of all, they think they can just dig some grass out and throw crushed stone on
that's
it,
true.
Which creates just a big mud hole.
Yep.
So you still have to prep the base with solid material.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Or every time it rains heavy or if you have wetlands, it's just going to sink into this muddy, slushy, garbagey thing.
Right.
So number two, they picked the wrong stone.
They do.
Not color, the wrong size.
Yep.
A lot of people want to do like a rice stone.
Ooh.
They don't understand that all that stone on rice stone gets into the grooves of your tire.
Yep.
And
even 3/8.
Even 3/8.
Rice stone is usually 1/4 inch.
Yeah.
And 3/8 inch stone. All the way, anything under 1/2 inch stone, sometimes even 1/2 inch can get in there.
Right.
That's why you want to tend to go with a 3/4 inch end up.
Because it gets into your tires.
It gets in that groove.
Remember your kid, you used to put like the baseball cards in your spokes? That's exactly what it sounds like
on the
highway. You're driving and you drive by your neighbors at 6 a.m. going to work. And it's just.
And how do you get that stone out, Dean?
You have to rip it out.
By hand.
Yes.
With a butter knife.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the screwdriver.
So you spent all that money prepping. You did everything right. And you picked the wrong size
stone. Well, and here's a tip about loose stone driveways. Is if you go with a crushed stone.
I hate them.
I do too.
I hate them.
I know that.
I was just going to bring that up.
Well,
I hate them.
I don't like the look of it. But the crushed stone will lock better than the round stone.
Right.
Than the riverbed stone that we're talking about. You know, that 3/4 inch or even an inch and a half, a little big for a driveway, but you're not going to have a lot of movement and everything.
So if you have a driveway that you're really happy with and say your son or daughter just got their license and you bought them a car and you want to have an extra parking space and you don't have a lot of money.
Perfect.
That's a great option. Or you have a boat. Hopefully that's not in the front of your house that ticks off your neighbors. But if you have a boat or a trailer that you want to put aside somewhere and not have on the driveway.
I have a story.
Of trailer or boat?
Boat. You know where I live, dead end street.
Neighbor.
My neighbor decided to let their friend park their boat in the back of my neighbor's house that's facing my house and Linda's house.
Don't you love that?
So I see Linda, and this boat's big. Like, this boat's probably the size of my house. It's big. So it's all covered in white. It's up on stilts. You know, that whole thing. And it's been there for over... It just left, by the way. It's been 2 years. It just left. But anyway, I go to see my neighbor, Linda. You know, she's having a little drink out in her little patio that we built for
that
her.
That we built, yep.
I say, hey, Linda, how you doing? It was a long day. It was a hot day. I sat down with her. She looks over my shoulder and she goes, well, my ship came in. I looked around. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you didn't see it? And I turned around like, oh my gosh, they just left.
Yeah, those are the things that will tick your neighbors off. And honestly, man, it doesn't do justice to your house.
It doesn't.
But if you do have to do a secondary driveway,
yes,
that's a great option. You can kick it up a notch by framing it out with cobblestone and mortar.
Or even like a round stone.
Yes.
You could, you know, and by the way, if you're going to do a border, folks, in this type of an application with some round stone or cobblestone, we always recommend you put it in cement or concrete. We like that concrete or cement underneath in the bed of it.
And don't joint them.
Don't joint them. Let it stay dry.
Because the joints will crack right away.
They will crack, but it keeps the stone and the cobblestone from looking like bad dental work.
Yes.
You know how you see that moving all over the place? Because that type of a little driveway or a little parking area is always going to move.
And that's a simple solution. Absolutely. We have, as a matter of fact, we've kicked them up even a little more. Where we're going back to the beginning of the show,
we
did cobblestone apron from the street, like maybe 4 or 5 feet of cobblestone apron, then the decorative stone.
Oh, yeah.
That looks awesome.
That looks really good.
That looks great.
Yeah.
But just understand the function, you're right. If you're in an area that gets a lot of snow, snow blower is going to be shooting stuff around.
You're
going to
be maintaining
it. Right.
Yeah, you're going to be maintaining it. But if that's what you like, you can do it.
And you know what there? It looks good in like beachfront communities.
It does. Seashells. Now, I'm not a fan of seashells.
No.
First off, they cost $70 a ton.
Crazy money.
I think that is. But, you know, one ton will probably give you about 80 square feet at 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
First off, if I run out to my car in bare feet, sorry.
No.
I don't want it. And the top of let's be honest. That pile of seashells in our bin area does not smell good.
Exactly.
I was like, what died? What died over here? And it's like, it's the seashell. So if you cut your foot on one of those, you're telling me there's not bacteria on that
stuff? Have you been reading the paper? Your foot's going to fall off.
I didn't know that.
No, they have that new bacteria where if you're brackish water and stuff, you get catch a fish and you get hit by the scale or whatever, a crab, you could get that thing where
your appendages turn
black and they got to take a chainsaw and say, we're cutting
it off. This is the stuff that you're going to focus on now. Isn't good. But seashells.
Because there's bacteria in there.
Yeah, seashells are an option. Some people absolutely love them.
You know what I suggest to people who do the seashell thing to get the bacteria out?
What's that?
I suggest the family urinate.
It's true.
It's an antiseptic. You get the family out at night without any spotlights, and you say, listen, if you have to go...
Women and men?
Yeah, just women go on the seashells.
Well, we all know from the first episode that you have left your mark all over the south area of Boston.
Bring that up.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's why I have the ankle bracelet, Derek. But listen, the driveway thing, at first I have to say, it sounded like it was going to be a crappy show, but the more we get into it,
There's a lot
of information.
There's no crappy show.
That's why I came up with the idea of the show.
No, you didn't. I did. But you may not like us. That's all right. You may get some good information from us on a good podcast episode. That's great. You know, but seriously, we do want to know what you think, and we do want to know any questions that you have for future projects so that we can help you out. Really, that's why we're here. We're not really here for Dean's ego, which... Well,
I don't have an ego.
No, not anymore.
No.
You don't.
Never. No.
Yeah.
No. You used to have one, but. Look at me.
I know. I'm done, too.
We're done. Embrace it, though.
It's like,
you know
it's
what
over.
I mean?
It's over, as you said.
It is.
After the vineyard,
it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's no question.
Now it's just like trying to prevent dropping dead of a massive heart attack in front of your kids.
That's why you ate the fish last night.
I did.
How was the halibut?
It was excellent.
Wasn't it?
It was excellent.
We got to give a plug.
To Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Cafe Bella. Unbelievable.
Randolph,
food.
Mass. Cafe Bella.
I hope the rumors I'm hearing are true.
That he's open somewhere.
Don't.
Well, when you say rumors, you better be careful.
No, I could have said
you
something
have to
else.
Be careful.
Maybe
it could
like,
be trashy
you know.
Rumors. It's not trashy
no,
rumors.
No, the good
it's
rumors.
It's exciting.
The rumors were I have 3 chins. It could turn into eight chins. Exactly.
It's fantastic food.
All right, so listen,
Northern
if you
Italian.
Have any questions about driveways or anything like that, you know, Dean and Derek, contact us at deanandderek.com.
There you go, Dean. There
Facebook.
You go.
If you want to go on YouTube and see the cobblestone apron thing we did and tell us we stink, that thing will never fall apart. How'd you get
Dean
on
and
TV
Derek.
And I didn't get on TV? Whatever. Go ahead. Write it down. I just won't look at it.
We've got a lot of episodes coming up. We'll see you folks next time.